tiona kutanga edu kuverenga.
We may start reading.
And Elijah, that's verse 1, the Tishbite, who was of the inhabitants of Gilead, said unto Ahab, As the Lord God of Israel liveth before whom I stand, they shall not be Jew nor reign these years, but according to my word.
Hallelujah. Zvino Eria mutishibhi waigara Giriati, wakati kuna Ahabi, naJehovha mupenyu mwari weIsraeri, iye wandimire pamberi pake, hapangave nedova kana mvura makore ano kunze kwekunge ndareva ini.
Amen.
Amen.
Tigare zvedu pasi.
We may take our seats.
Tozopfuurira kuverenga takazorora zvedu masits edu.
We will continue reading whilst we are in the comfort of our seats.
Praise be to God.
Hallelujah.
And the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, Get thee hence, and turn thee eastward, and hide thyself by the brook Cherith that is before Jordan, and it shall be that thou shalt drink of the brook, and I have commanded the ravens to feed thee there. So he went, and did according unto the word of the Lord, for he went and dwelt by the brook Cherith that is before Jordan, and the ravens brought him bread and flesh in the morning, and bread and flesh in the evening, and he drank of the brook.
Amen. Zvino shoko raJehovha rakasvika kwaari richiti, Chibva pano uende kurutivi rwekumabvazuva, unowanda parukova Cherith, ruri mberi kwerwizi Jorodhani. Unofanira kunwa mvura yerukova, uye ndakarayira makunguo, kuti achakupa zvokudya ipapo. Naizvozvo akaenda akaita sezvaanga audzwa naJehovha. Wakandogara pakukova Cherith rwuri pamberi peJorodhani. Makungu akamuigira chingwa nenyama mangwanani nechingwa nenyama madekwana akanwa mvura yerukova.
Amen.
Amen.
Are we together?
Tiri tese here.
And it came to pass after a while that the brook dried up because there had been no rain in the land. And the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, Arise, get thee to Zarephath, which belongeth unto Sidon, and dwell there. Behold, I have commanded a widow woman there to sustain thee. So he arose and went to Zarephath, and when he came to the gate of the city, behold, the widow woman was there gathering sticks, and he called her, and said, Fetch me, I pray thee, a little water in a vessel, that I may drink. And as she was going to fetch it, he called to her, and said, Bring me, I pray thee, a morsel of bread in thy hand. And she said, As the Lord thy God liveth, I have not a cake, but a handful of meal in a barrel, and a little oil in a cruse. And behold, I am gathering two sticks, that I may go in and dress it for me and my son, that we may eat it and die. And Elijah said unto her, Fear not, go and do as thou hast said, but make me therefore a cake first, and bring it unto me, and after make thee for thee and for thy son. For thy say the Lord God of Israel, the barrel of meal shall not waste, neither shall the cruse of oil fail until the day that the Lord sendeth rain upon the earth.
Amen. Zvino nguva yakati yapfuura, rukova rwakapwa, nokuti mvura yakanga isinganai panyika. Shoko raJehovha rakasvika kwaari richiti, Simuka uende Zarephath, kunyika yeZidhoni ugarepo. Tarira ndarayira chirikadzi igerepo kuti ikupe zvokudya. Naizvozvo akasimuka akaenda Zarephath. Wakati wasvika pasuo reguta, akaona chirikadzi yakanga igerepo ichiunganidza tutsotso, akamudana akati, Nditorerewo mvura shomanene mumukombe ndinwe. Zvino wakati achienda kundoitora, akamudana futi akati, Dondivigirayo chimedu chechingwa muruoko rwenyu. Iye akati, naJehovha Mwari mupenyu, handina chingwa, asi tsama imwe youpfu mudende namafuta mashomanana muchinu. Tarirai, ndakanga ndichiunganidza tutsotso tuviri, ndichiti ndoenda ndizvigadzirire ini nomwanakomana wangu tidye hedu tife. Ipapo Eria akati kwaari, usatya hako, enda undoita chingwa chiduku undivigire icho, ugozvozviitirawo iwe nomwana wako pashure. Nokuti zvanzi naJehovha weIsraeri, upfu huri mudende haungaperi, namafuta ari muchinu haangashayikwi, kusvikira pazuva Jehovha ravachanayisa naro mvura panyika.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Glory be to God.
Saka toda kuremekedza madikoni edu.
We would like to respect our deacons.
Mwari vakuitirei zvakanaka.
May the Lord bless you.
Amen.
Amen.
Fundisi Makwinye, God bless you. My trustee Edu, God bless you so much. We respect and love you.
God bless you.
And the rest of the church. Amen.
Amen.
Saka nasi vanhu vamwari vashayiwa muparidzi.
Today, the elders of the church failed to get a preacher.
Amen. Saka takamira in the gap of the preachers.
Saka isu tombomirawo pamuka, takamirira vaparidzi.
Okay.
Amen.
Saka ngatitarisei zvatiri kuverenga izvi pamwe chete.
So let's closely look together what we are reading.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay. I just want to talk about a little subject here tonight.
Ndakungotaura pamusoro pechidzidzo chidikidiki manherano.
Amen.
Amen.
The authority of the living God.
Hanzi utongi wekutonga kana kuti simba rekutonga raMwari anorarama.
In the living bride.
Riri mukati memwenga unorarama.
Are we together?
Hallelujah.
Praise the holy name of the Lord.
Amen.
Okay. 1 Kings chapter 17.
Panamadzi mambo yekutanga isitoko 17 apa.
Verse 1.
Kutangira pandima 1.
Bible rinoti.
The Bible says.
And Elijah the Tishbite, who was of the inhabitants of Gilead, said unto Ahab.
And zvino Eria mutishib angari kuvagari vemuGilead akati kuna Ahab.
Is the Lord God of Israel liveth before whom I stand?
Hanzi samwari weIsrael anorarama awandimire pamberi pake.
They shall not be Jew nor rain these years, but according to my word.
Hapana dova kana mvura ichanaya kunze kwekunge ini ndatoreva.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Are we together, friends?
Tiri tese rehama.
Amen. Glory. Tese iwe neni tine basa, ha?
Amen. We are going to preach together. You and I have got a duty and a responsibility.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay, friends. Tiri kuona panapa a human being.
We are beginning to see a human being.
Anonzi na James wakanga akaita sewe neni.
Whom James say he was just like unto you and me.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Ari kumira pamberi pamambo.
Standing before a king.
Pamberi pevanoremekedzwa.
Standing before the respected one.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Obva atanga kutaura zvinhu.
And he starts speaking things.
Zvaigonwa kuita senge hazvina musoro.
That when you look at them, you would not put any credence to them.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Akutanga kupa madeclarations.
He is beginning to declare things.
Akutanga kuproclaima dzimwe nyaya.
He is beginning to proclaim certain issues.
But according to the Bible here.
As is general ne Bible pano.
Havasi Mwari vanga vamutaurira kuti ataure zvaari kutaura.
It is not God who had instructed him to say what he was saying.
So in other words, I'm saying.
Mune kumwe kutaura ndiri kuti.
Mwari havasiwo vakatanga nyaya iri panapa.
God is not the initiator of the matter at discussion here.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But munhu aripo.
But the person who is there,
who happens to be Elijah,
anova Eria panguva ino,
he is the one standing before the king.
Ndiye amira pamberi pamambo.
Not even after prayer.
Kwete kuti anzi atanga anamata.
No, sir.
Aiwa.
And he started to declare things.
Akabva atanga kuzivisa zvinhu.
So tonight.
Saka manheru ano.
Somebody must start to declare things.
Mumwe munhu anofanira kutanga kuzivisa zvimwe zvinhu.
We are seeing a man here.
Tiri kuona munhu pano.
Wava kutanga kutaura taura.
He is beginning to speak certain things.
I am standing here tonight.
Ndakamira pano manheru ano.
To tell you, friends.
Kuti ndikuudze hapa.
The season is here.
Kuti mwaka wacho
ndiwo uno. And the hour is today.
Uye nguva yacho ndina.
Somebody must raise up.
Mumwe munhu anofanira kusimuka.
To the speaking condition.
Kusvika pachiyero che kutaura.
The prophet says,
profita vanoti,
the Holy Spirit
mweya mutsvene
was given,
wakapiwa
to take the church,
kuti usimudze
kereke, to the speaking condition,
kuisiya yapa chiyero chekutaura. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
This is where we are heading. That is the reason why we are here tonight. Don't feel pity for yourself. Don't look down upon yourself. There is a great potential in the church of the living God. I am not talking about your ability. I am not talking about your power. I am not talking about your potential. I am talking about the authority of the living God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Not the authority of God in heaven. I'm talking about the authority of the living God in the living bride. That is the church of the living God, who happens to be you and me.
Hallelujah.
The season is now.
Mwaka wacho ndiwo uno.
You must be reckless about your speech. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Glory be to God.
Now Elijah is saying here, Mambo Ahab,
King Ahab,
hakuchazonai.
There is not going to be even a drop of rain. Amen.
Even kubuda kwedova makusena hakuzisina.
There won't be any dew in the morning.
There won't be any dew or rain.
Hakuna mvura kana dova richabuda.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But according to my ways.
Kunze kwekunge inini ndatotaura kuti ribude kana kuti kunaye.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But according to my ways.
Asi zvichienderana nekutaura kwangu inini.
Praise the holy name of the Lord.
Amen.
So the man here was defying all laws.
Saka anga achipesana nemirau yese yekurara
kwanyu. He was defying all seasons.
Anga achipesana nemwaka yose.
He was defying the norm.
Anga achipesana nezvajairwa mazuva ese.
Praise the holy name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The hour is here tonight.
Mwaka wacho wasvika iko
zvino. Praise the holy name of the living God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Someone.
My friend.
Tinoudzidzisa manheru anhasi.
We want to teach you tonight.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Kuri iwewe pawakagara ipapo.
That wherever you are seated right now.
Praise the holy name of the Lord.
Amen.
Ukataura shoko ramwari.
When you speak the word of God.
Amen. Zvawareva zvinofanirwa kuvapo.
What you have spoken must come into existence.
Amen. That's the third pool anointing.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. There will never be rain
or
dew until I, not until God. Amen. So in other words, Elijah wakangari kudeclare.
Elijah was declaring that when it comes to the issue of rain,
you are mufani unto God.
You are not going to talk to Namari.
Elijah was declaring that I have become the highest court of appeal.
Supreme Court.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The church of the living God. You have become the highest court of appeal. As I am standing here tonight, if I bless you, there is no power in heaven that can revise that. Amen. There is no power under the sun that can undo what I have done. I am commanded of God to bless you. You are blessed. You are blessed. I want to say tonight, you can go home with every desire that is upon your heart. I am not waiting upon God. I am an adopted son of the living God. An adopted son will never be denied. An adopted son will not be refused. The season is here. There is no demon that can refuse you. There is no power that can deny you. Rise up to that speaking condition.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
What are we talking about? Then the prophet one day. Hallelujah.
Amen.
After a successful ministry of praying for the sick and seeing visions and so forth. Are we together? He said, I went hunting.
He tried hunting the whole day, but he didn't get anything.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Kana charamba kubuda.
If it has refused to give results,
hachirambi nokutaura.
It won't refuse the speaking condition.
Chingatoramba nezvimwe zvese.
It may refuse in other means.
But a son of God,
asi mwanakomana wa Mwari,
a daughter of the King,
mwanasikana wa Mambo,
you must exercise.
Unofana kuzoshandisa.
I'm not talking about you.
Handisi kutaura iwewe.
But there is a God in you.
Asi muna Mwari ari mauri.
Who doesn't have the lips.
Asina miromo.
Who uses your lips?
Anoshandisa miromo yako.
The prophet says.
Profeta vanoti.
Mwari havana mavoko.
God doesn't have hands.
Havana makumbo.
He doesn't have feet.
Mwari havana muromo.
He doesn't have the mouth.
He wants to use your mouth.
Vanoda kushandisa wako.
He wants to use your feet.
Vanoda kushandisa
mavoko. He wants to use your hands.
Vanoda kushandisa maoko ako.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah. Glory be to God.
Okay, friend.
Amen. The prophet took a rest. And I just started thinking about
this other scripture. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen. But I just thought maybe I'm just meditating upon that.
Hanzi zvakazova so vivid that something or somebody was talking to me.
Hanzi zvakasvika pekuti ndakatanga kufunga kuti pane munhu ari kutaura neni.
Ndikatanga mbozvitsunya-tsunya kuti hei.
And I started feeling myself.
Am I out of myself? What's happening over here?
That I'm still within the earthly condition. What is happening to me?
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Voice rikatowedzera.
And the strength of the voice even increased.
Then the prophet says something over there.
Profeta anobva taura chimwe chinhu panyaya iyoyi.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Andobva ndafungisisa.
And I went on thinking deeper.
Ndikati but voice rikuti.
And I said, but the voice is saying.
If you say.
Iwewe ukati.
Because the scripture I was talking about, I was thinking about is Mark 11.
Hanzi nekuti gwaro randati chifunga pamusoro pezvaro neprofita ndi Mark chapter 11.
But Bible not iwe ukati.
Which says, the Bible says, if you say.
Zvikaenda brother Branham asikunzi ukanamata.
He is not saying, the scripture said, if you pray.
But asi ukati.
But the scripture explicitly
what
says, if you
ukanamata.
Pray. Not that if you pray.
But if you say.
Asikuti ukataura.
Aina brother Branham vatanga kufungisa pamusoro pezvo kuti asikwete harisikuti ukanamata rikuti asi ukati.
He started thinking that it's not saying if you pray, but it's actually saying if you say.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Glory. This is a man who had been successful in praying for people.
But there is also another level.
Rikauya gwaro richidaiwa pane zvino chimwe chiyero.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
There is another dimension.
Pane chimwe chiyero.
Come up higher.
Simukira chiyero.
If you say.
Kana iwe ukati.
I am here to tell you, friends.
Ndiri pano kukuudza yama.
If you.
Iwewe.
Hey.
Ukataura.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
If you say to this mountain.
Iwe ukati kugomo iri.
Be plucked off.
Biswa pauri ipapo.
And be cast into the sea.
Ukandwe mugungwa.
It shall be according to thy ways, not according to the will of God. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen. And the voice that was speaking to me realized that I was getting slower to come up higher.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Don't take too long.
Even tonight,
do not procrastinate.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to give you a clue of what I'm talking about. Don't you need game? Praise the holy name of the Lord. The angel of the Lord was giving the prophet a clue. I want to give somebody a clue tonight. Young lady, how old are you? Don't you want a clue? How old are you? But if you say, it shall be given unto you. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Young man, how did you come to church? Don't you want a clue? Maybe somebody is saying, I need a car. Don't you want a clue? I'm here to give somebody a clue. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Sister, do you have children? How many do you have? Don't you want a clue? And the angel said unto the prophet, don't you want a clue?
Are you not in need of game? And the prophet says, I have toiled all day long. Praise the holy name of the Lord.
Amen.
Like the disciples the other day, they toiled all night long. And Jesus came. Finally, Jesus came. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
When he comes down, what fails in the night? When he comes down, what fails in the night will happen in the morning.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. It will never be over until it's over. Praise the holy name of the
Hallelujah.
Lord. Hallelujah. And then Jesus says, throw right at the same spot where you failed last night. It will work out in the morning. Let's leave that one aside. Okay, friends.
Amen.
Then the prophet says, I've toiled all day long. I've toiled all day long. Amen. And then the prophet says, but the voice is saying unto me, if you say, not if you hunt, but if you say, praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Then the prophet says, in the message, my new ministry, he said, I made it so radical. Amen.
Amen.
Today is the day.
Kunasi ndo zuva racho.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Ndakataura zvisingakwanisike.
I spoke things that were so radical and impossible.
Someone must speak
things that are impossible tonight.
Somebody must speak the impossible.
Nasi mumwe anofanira kutaura zvisingagoneke.
He said, I made it so radical. I said, I need a squirrel over there. And there it was. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
The other one over there. And there it was. The other one over there. And there it was.
Amen. Then he went home not because he had hunted,
but because a man has spoken. Hallelujah. Somebody must speak tonight. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the holy name of the
Lord.
Glory be to God.
After he had gone, he passed through Sister Hetty Wright's
home.
And he started to share the testimony. What happened? What happens when somebody who has got a living God in him, if he takes the word of God and he puts it on his lips and he starts speaking, it's no longer a man.
It's as good and it's the same as it is speaking. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Greater is he that is in you.
Mukura
who is that in you?
Diani
he is himself.
He is
the church must come up higher to a level of realization. The prophet says that you are tabernacling deity.
Hallelujah.
Are we together?
Glory be to God.
Praise the holy name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Pangari kungozvitaura.
When he was sharing.
Pangari kungozvitaura.
When he was sharing.
Yeti raita akabva akati brother Branham.
Sister Yeti raita. Ndandisiko
kwazvaitika.
He said I wasn't there when it was happening.
But there is something that is deep within me.
Something within me.
There is that deep.
There is
that is responding to that deep. I was not there. But something deep within me is telling me that is the truth, Brother Branham. And the prophet says, yet
right.
Speak
what you want.
Nas.
Right now.
Ita madiro.
Say whatever
if
you want.
The prophet says,
Kana
ushida
a million dollars.
Madiro deako.
It is up to you.
It is to you.
Your sister
is he has
been moving
around.
Somewhere
Madiro deako.
But it's entirely
Saura
up to you. Speak what you
Zawareva
want. Whatever you have said will happen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Glory be to
Wednesday
God.
Night. Amen. We are saying, friends,
we are going to do as we please. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Tirikuita madiro.
We are going to do as we please.
And azisi kuramba.
And those things are not
going
to
fail. We haven't started.
At Santa Tombotan.
Azisi kuramba.
It's not going to refuse.
Praise the name of the
Hallelujah.
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Glory be to God.
Amen.
Amen. Then he right says.
He right no good.
The salvation of my two boys.
Dirikudao ruponi sorwero wana koma na vangu vaviri.
Let's leave that one aside. Let's come back to 2 Kings chapter 17. 2 Kings chapter
17.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Eria zikanzi mambo.
And Elijah said to the king,
Nyaye makiye mvura sematauriro anoitwa nevanhu vepanyika.
Yeah, the keys of rain as people speak about it.
Amen.
Amen.
Nyaiyo yava yangu.
It's now entirely within my hands.
Amen.
Amen.
Mungato peza makore nenguwa for nothing muchina matatukunai.
You will waste a lot of time and effort praying that there be rain.
Neima zira Eria aiuza Ahab.
In other words, or simply speaking, Elijah was telling Ahab.
Kuti mukakumbira mvura kuna Mwari.
That if you go and ask God for rain.
Mwari anoku refer ai kumunhu.
God is going to refer you to a human being.
What is adoption?
Chinonzi kugadzwa chiko.
Adoption is not the son talking about the father.
Hazikugadzwa hazi mwana anenge achitaura pamusoro pekugona
kwababa. When Jesus came on the face of the earth.
Yesu paakauya panyika.
Why it and ndinoita?
He says there is nothing that I will do. Except that I saw the father.
He was
doing
talking
first.
About the father.
Aitaura pamusoro pababa.
Every day he was referring to the father.
Aitaura pamusoro pababa.
But then one day.
Asiri mwezuva.
He took Peter, James and John.
Peter, James, and John. And he went upon the top
Masamba
of the mountain. When things changed.
When they were over there on top of the mountain. Jesus never spoke about the Father. But the Father came down. And the Father said. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
This is my beloved son. Hear him. So the adoption of children is the father referring to the son. And the season is today. Amen.
Moses.
One time he went before the father. And the father says, we are in an adoption season. Why are you looking up unto me? Why cry? I am depending upon you.
Hallelujah. Glory be to
Praise
God.
Praise be to God.
Amen.
Are we together? Hallelujah.
Glory.
Moses used to say,
Moses
are important.
After some challenges, you just turn a corner.
And
you will have a conversation with God and things
but
will
this
change.
Other day, hallelujah.
Amen.
Red Sea in Pamberi Pavo.
There was the Red Sea before. Mountains on both sides. The chariots of Pharaoh being heard coming after them.
Dathan and Korah were in Musasa.
Dathan and Korah caused commotion. And they were draining the power out of the people.
Praise the holy name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Moses did
what he was used to do.
Amen.
He went before the Lord.
And the Lord said unto
Moses,
we are
no longer doing the things that we used to do.
But I'm here to tell you. That heaven is depending upon you, Moses. God said unto Moses, I will never outstretch my hand. Amen. You are the one who is supposed to do something about the situation. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
God said unto Moses, there is a power that is lying in torment.
even in your lips. Praise the name of the living God.
Amen.
And Moses came down.
Moses,
God never told him what he was going to do. He never saw a vision. But Moses got the revelation. And he spoke according to the revelation of his faith. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And Moses says, I don't even care. Amen. What the Lord is doing in heaven. But I am saying, not God. But I say, the Egyptians that you see, you shall see them no more forever. That was not God speaking. That was a man. That was Moses. When Moses said that, God rose from the throne. Amen. He said unto the angels, men have spoken. It is our duty to perform the voice of a man. I want to say tonight, the season is here. Somebody must speak. Somebody must speak. Speaking God out of the throne. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Praise be to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And I can hear an angel saying, I got a plan. Moses.
Moses'
business was never to design a plan to create
a plan.
The business of
Moses
was to speak, and the truth of heaven was to make a
plan. Glory be
Hallelujah.
To
Glory to God. Hallelujah. I can hear an angel saying, I got a plan. I got a plan. And
Moses
went to sleep. My. Moses,
after Moses had forgotten about the matter,
is
the heavens that was in on duty now.
Hallelujah.
Running around to make a plan. When you see people moving, God is not there.
Hallelujah.
Amen. But if you see people relax
during the times of the storm,
you
must know for sure God will intervene. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Are you in a storm tonight?
I've
got a formula that brings God down. Relax.
Zorora.
Relax.
Zorora zako.
Relax.
Zorora zako.
And see the salvation of our God.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
And the angel says, let all the Egyptians march through into the sea. March through into the sea.
Yeah, after all the Egyptians were full
and
in the water.
Angel says,
and the angel says,
now is the time to execute the plan. Even the angel says, the plan that I have, gentlemen,
is to make sure that all the wheels stop moving.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Maneruanas.
Today, tonight,
amen, I'm here.
Diripano.
Kuponjesa maziri.
So
hallelujah. Pane imwe program isiri kupfuulira mberi.
There is a program that will not go ahead.
Yakarongwa na Satani muupenyu wako.
That has been planned by the devil in
life. Nazi tiri kuponjesa maziri.
We want to puncture the wheels of the devil.
Tunakuta Satan.
We want to let the devil know.
Kuita.
It's not going to go through.
Taramba.
We have refused. We have said no. We are the children.
I am an adopted son.
I
say
the plan of the
devil.
I've got a program that I've
discussed.
I've got issues that I'm denying. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Maziri esi agangoti fototo.
All the wheels of the enemy got punctured. Those trying to beat up the horses.
Kuda kutorova,
ngoro ainga
fambe, ngoro ainga fambe, Moses akumiri,
Moses akumiri.
And Moses was Jova also.
Amira.
He stood there.
Jova Amira.
He stood up short.
Shikazi zvinhu zvese.
And he says
everything
should go back to where it was.
Maneruanas.
Hallelujah.
Zvinhu zvese panzvimbo yazvo.
Everything should go back to where it was.
I don't care.
Hazvina basa.
I don't respect.
Hatiremekedzi. We don't respect.
Zvese zvanga zvisiri panzvimbo.
Everything that was not in its place.
Zvese zvanga zvisiri panzvimbo.
Everything that wasn't in place.
I am commanded of God.
Ini ndakarayirwa naMwari.
Zvinhu zvese panzvimbo.
Everything should go back to its place.
Zvinhu zvese panzvimbo.
Everything should go back to its place.
Kubalkoni uko.
In the balcony.
Zvese ngazvidzokere panzvimbo.
Everything should go back in place. Everything should go back in place.
Glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
My.
Glory.
Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Zvese zvakadzokera panzvimbo.
Everything went into its right place.
Hallelujah. Zvadzokera panzvimbo.
After it had gone to this.
Amen. Havana kutumwa ba.
They were not sent.
Vakanonga tamburini vakanonga.
Those who took it.
Vakanonga gitare vakanonga.
Those who took a guitar.
Dzimbo dzikakombozwa ipapo.
Songs were composed right there.
We are declaring new things.
Tirikuzivisa zvinhu zvitsva manheru ano. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Unogona kutaura zvakanga zvakaramba.
Yeah.
Zvakaramba ari manheru.
But in the evening.
Behold.
But today.
Arise and shine.
Simuka upele. Amen.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Uri mwana wa Mwari we.
You are a son and a daughter
Tora
of God.
Shoko la Mwari.
Take the word of
Is
God.
Tapa muromo pako.
Put it unto your mouth.
Hazirambe.
Hapana chino
rambe. Zino ita.
Things will not fail. They will come through. Hallelujah. Glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Mama, are you here tonight?
Amai muri pano here,
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Taurai pamusoro pevana venyu.
Speak upon your children.
I want to tell you, Mama.
Say certain things upon your children.
Your voice.
Inzwirenyu amai.
Can produce a pilot.
Rinogona kuburitsa pilot.
Your voice.
Inzwirenyu amai.
Can produce a doctor.
Rinogona kuburitsa chiremba.
Your voice.
Shokorenyu amai.
Can produce a president.
Rinogona kuburitsa mutungamiriri wenyika. Hallelujah.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Glory be to God.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
And I say,
in it not,
if you say, to this mountain, be plucked off, it shall be plucked off.
Hallelujah.
Okay. I'm chaparri, just forget about the order.
I'm no longer going to preach very orderly. Let's
Amen.
Forget about
let's
the
just,
order
let's
of
just follow the moving of the Holy Ghost.
The
prophet is saying here, in the church age book, Amen, give us that quotation, the word has never failed. The word as that... That word has never failed. That word has never failed.
The key word.
Okay, you catch up with
us.
Listen to this. That word. Okay,
let me go back a little.
And at that day, but Rambai Muri Papa Homan. At that day, ye shall know that I am in my Father. Oh yeah, I am in my Father. And ye in me. And I in you. That is in John 14:20. Now the word has never failed in the mouth of the believing Christians.
Oh, yeah.
Let me repeat that. Do we have Christians here?
Yeah.
That word has never failed in the mouth of believing Christians. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When Moses said,
Moses
the Egyptians that you see,
kuti vaiJipita vamunoona,
you shall see them no more. It never
failed.
And in William Branham, the prophet is saying here,
William Branham, prophet,
that word, yes, never failed in the mouth of believing
Christians.
Listen to this. And in this last age, it is here. What is here? The word is here. It is here. Listen. Stronger and greater than ever it was.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. What we have now, the word of God, because of the Tucson experience, the word of God is here now, more stronger in the Old Testament. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It never failed. In the mouth of Abraham, in the mouth of Moses, in the mouth of the patriarchs, in the mouth of the prophets, in the New
Testament,
it has never failed. Peter and John at the beautiful gate, they said unto that man, look on us, we are now the real deal in town. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The church of the living God. You are the real deal in Harare. The living God.
Hallelujah.
We are the real deal. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you are not, look on me. I am the real deal. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
It has never failed. They said unto that man, silver and gold, we don't have. But what I have, I give you. What did they have? The upper room experience. What did they have? Christ in you. Glory. What we have, I give you. In the name of Jesus, rise up and walk. They did not pray for him. They knew that the word of God will never fail in the mouth of a believing Christian. So they said, rise up and walk. I am saying here, I am saying tonight, do we have a man here? Do we have somebody here in a crippled condition? Rise up and walk. The word of God will never fail in your mouth. The word of God will never fail in my mouth. Even if you are dead, I'm saying tonight, arise and shine. I'm saying tonight, come forth. I'm saying tonight, Lazarus, come forth. The word of God will not fail in the mouth of a believing Christian.
Hallelujah. Glory be to God.
Glory to God.
Amen.
But that was then.
As Asika. Kwa kutori kudara ikoko.
Okay. Right. Highlight type of that woman.
Amen.
In this last age.
Anzi highlight type in this last
and,
age.
And it's here now, greater than ever.
Anzi shoko hilo roga na chisimu.
Now.
Ichojo chato uya chaka wezera.
That was then. Hallelujah. When the word was in Moses,
amen. Hallelujah.
It changed him
from
to be a God in human flesh. The same word. The prophet is saying, it's here.
You won't remain a human being. I stopped preaching to human beings.
I am a God speaking unto other gods.
Amen.
Because of hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay, we'll go back to that. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Now, that was then. But the prophet said, but in this last age, that word
which was in Moses, all the prophets and the patriarchs and the apostles in the New Testament. It's here now.
It's not in this church.
No.
No.
The word of God
is
in you.
Is in you.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. It's in you. Praise the name of the Lord.
Glory be to God.
But
see,
the prophet is saying the only difference is this. In the last age, it is stronger and it was then. They that know their God in that day, when the word of God is strong and greater, they that know their God in that season, they shall do great exploits, not because of your power, but the authority of the living God is now in the living bride. So what is in the bride? The word is in the bride, and the bride knows what to do with the
word. Amen. Hallelujah.
Okay, stronger than ever in the true word bride. Oh, little flock, you little minority, hold on to the word. Fill your mouth and your heart with it, and someday God will give you the kingdom. What are we talking about when we are talking about God giving His children a kingdom? We are simply saying, one day you walk back to Eden. We are simply saying a restoration of the Eden condition in the life of the believer. What is the Eden condition? The Eden condition is Mark chapter
11.
What is Mark chapter 11? If you say to this mountain, what is the Eden condition? The Eden condition.
Let's
leave that one aside.
Amen.
Now.
Hallelujah.
So,
Zino,
when a spirit born, spirit filled man in faith, he writes,
amen,
takes that word into his heart, places it upon his lips. Why? That is the same as deity speaking. Not only that,
and
speaking, then what will happen? Every mountain has to go. Every mountain has to go. Tonight, we are moving mountains. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah. Even if you have used to that condition,
because you are here, the mountain on that condition, praise the name of the living God.
Hallelujah.
Even
if you still want
patience,
if you come where it happens, that mountain will move.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
The spirit born, spirit filled man takes the word in faith, places it into his heart, put it upon his lips. That is the same as the deity is speaking. Every mountain has to go. Even tonight, every mountain has to go. In the name of Jesus Christ, mountain of poverty, get out of the way. Mountain of sickness, I judge you in the name of Jesus. Come out of this believing children.
Hallelujah.
Satan and not stand before that man. Hallelujah.
Amen.
What are we saying tonight? The devil is not even a match to such a man. Amen to that man who have got the word of God in the inside of him and places it upon his lips. Like the same as deer is speaking, every mountain has to go. Satan cannot stand before such a human being because he's not a human being. That's the God in 2018 in human flesh. Every mountain has to go. All the powers has to give way. All authority has to surrender. All principality has to fall down.
Hallelujah. Glory be to God.
Glory to God.
Amen. Glory.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Now, this man I'm talking about here, he becomes the word living, I'm quoting, and in action. Amen. That's the Bible bride, not some man-made bride. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
So, now, it's the harvest time. The seed is back to the original condition. My. Harvest time. Every seed has to go back to the original condition. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
What's your original condition? Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
What's your original condition? I come from God and I go back to God. Every seed has to go back to the original condition. I come from God and I go back to God.
Hallelujah. Glory be to God.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay, friends. Now, all true life that was in the stalk, the tassel, the husk is now gathering in the seed at the harvest time.
Hanzi upenyu wese wanga uchikura uri mumuti mashiza nezvimwe zvakadaro.
Ready for the resurrection. Ready for the harvest. The Alpha. Yes, become the Omega. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The seed going back to be seed again, the Alpha has become the Omega. The first has become the last, and the last is the first. The seed that went in has come through the processes and become the seed again. Yeah. Who was there? Parikuzi wekutanga. The Bible says,
when the Bible says
in the
word,
beginning was the word. Amen. So the Alpha has to become the Omega. We started with the word. Harvest the time. It is seed again. The word again. The word is in the bride. And the bride of God is potential. Not his own potential, but the potential of him. Amen, because she has become him.
Glory be to God.
That seed that fell in the Garden of Eden and died then, come back from the imperfect seed, that died then, come back to the perfect seed, the second Adam. Are we together?
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God in the highest.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Now, as he being the groom, the bride is to come forth because it's part of him.
And
it can only be manifest, it can only be the manifestation of the fulfilling of all the revelation. Any other they spoke of the bride.
Yeah.
At this harvest time, you are supposed to be the manifestation of the fulfillment of every revelation that has been spoken. Are we together?
Amen.
If he does something different from the groom, it is in the bride because she is flesh of his flesh. Bone of his bone, life of his life, power of his power. Life of his life, power of his power. She is him. Praise the name of the Lord. That is the purpose of the preaching of the gospel. That is the bride. That is she can become him. Praise be to God.
Amen.
Are we together? And Jesus said, that day you will know that I am in the Father, and the Father in me, and you in me, and you in me. It's God in you. All that God was, you poured into Christ. And all that Christ was, you poured into the church. So, it's God above us. God with us. And now it's God in us. Because it's now God in you. Why cry? Speak and go forward. It's not you. It's as good as it is yet speaking. Every mountain has to move. Satan cannot stand before that man.
Amen. Glory be to God.
He has no voice tonight. But our voice. He has no hands but our hands. He has your hands. That's whose hands it is. He said, I'm the vine and you are the branches. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Glory
so you've got no hands but your hands. Are we together?
Amen.
Praise the holy name of the
Glory
Lord.
Glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Mm. Okay, I think let me try to close with this. Okay. Now, the Messiah. I'm quoting from the message, the Messiah. Okay. You know, I got a lot of things here that I'm supposed to jump and skip. Now, and in Genesis 1:26, when God made man, he made him a God. Are we together?
Amen.
Then somebody might say amen. A God has to say amen. I am. Because he gave him dominion and had a rulership. Do you see that, friends? Hallelujah.
Amen.
God gave men dominion and rulership. What are we talking about? We are simply saying here, you are designed and created to be above all circumstances. You are supposed to be above all conditions. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Are we together, friends? You are supposed to be above everything. He had the power over birds of the air, the cattle, over the winds and the waves and the fishes of the sea. Everything, he had dominion over everything. He was a ruler. Are we together?
Amen.
He was a ruler, an anointed ruler, because he was in the likeness and the image of God with an earthly domain.
Are we together? That's why the Bible says the earth is groaning and crying, waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. Listen to this. The world is waiting for men to go back into his right estate. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You must go back to your right estate. What is the right estate of a man?
It's
where God says. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Have dominion in Genesis over everything. That's the right state of a man. Man is not supposed to live under any privilege. Praise the name of the Lord. The right state of a man. Amen. Is your right to be God? Is the mind of being equal with God? So you are in human flesh. Let this mind be in you. That's the right state of a man. Amen. When man, amen, is above all circumstances. Even tonight,
everything that bothers
you are supposed to be
that you
the king
Mambo
of all circumstances. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
You are supposed to be the boss. Even the boss of your own destiny. Praise the name of the living God.
Amen.
You
have been created to have dominion.
Amen. God in heaven, when he created man, praise the name of the Lord, because we are talking about the authority of God in the living bride. When he created a man, praise be to God.
Amen.
He did not finish all the creation. That's what the prophet says. He left some part undone. He left some business undone. And when he created man, he looked at him. He said, this one, he can continue on with everything that's undone. And the Bible says, my father waketh, but hitherto do I wake. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
And he got in heaven. He surrendered the spoken word ministry. Amen. Unto
Adam.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
So when Adam received the spoken word ministry, Adam become the final voice. God ceases to be the final voice, but men become. So what are we saying? The authority of God is now in the bride. What am I saying? What do you say? God in heaven cannot undo. God in heaven, we only say,
amen.
God in heaven, we will say, even if he tries, the spoken word ministry is now in a man. So what are we saying? Let's leave that one aside. Okay.
Glory.
Now he goes on to say here. So we are talking about the right estate of a man. Because the message of the hour has come to restore a man to his right estate. Praise the name of the living God.
Amen.
Are we together, friends?
Glory be to God.
But we cannot talk about the restoration. There are certain elements that go together with the restoration.
hatigone kungotaura pamusoro pekudzoreredzwa tisina kutaura zvose zvinoenderana nekufambirana nekudzoreredzwa.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So what are we talking about?
Saka tinenge tichitaura pamusoro pei.
Amen. When Joel was talking about the restoration,
Joel mprofita paaitaura pamusoro
pekudzoreredzwa, he spoke about the instruments of restoration.
Akataura pamusoro pematools anoshandiswa pakudzoreredzwa.
Amen. He says,
anoti,
the Lord God
Ise
shall give you the former rain and the latter rain. There will never be a complete restoration without the former and the latter rain. Praise the name of the living God.
Amen.
When the former and the latter rain came, praise the holy name of the Lord.
Amen.
They must restore three things. Amen. Because when men fell, amen, it affected even his own environment. Okay, to save our time, let's leave that one aside.
Amen.
Okay. He goes on to say here. Now, he is made in the image and the likeness of God. That makes him his. When God made him, gave him some of his spirit, part of his life, and is in the likeness and the image of God. Therefore, like here he is, man in his natural condition, the way we are now, you can see that he is much more than an animal. That's the part I want to close with.
Hanzi ukatongotarisa munhu neziso renyama chairo unotongoona kuti akapfuurira chiro chemhuka. Nekuti Mwari vakamusika vakamupa chimwe chikamu chemweya wavo chesimba ravo necheupenyu hwavo.
Hanzi chero munhu asina discernment.
Yeah.
Kungotarisa munhu
unotozviona. Discernment, if you just look at a person,
kuti ava nenyaya.
You can see that he is more than an animal.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Are we together?
Glory.
My.
Amen.
You see, as they try to say we are, because man in his fallen state, yet being a fallen son of God, he still can better himself. How much more restore the sons and daughters of God? The prophet is saying here, munhu ari kurova fodya nedoro,
somebody who's drinking and smoking,
he can embetter himself.
Anogona
kutoita kuti zvinhu zvake zviite.
He can actually make things work for himself.
Wonditaurio zvevana vamwari ndozvisingaiti ndozvinoramba.
Tell me that those of the children of God will not work.
Brother Branham vari kuti munhu asinga namati ari muchimiro chekudona.
A fallen human being,
he can better himself.
He is able to even make things better for himself.
Yeah.
Amen.
He has an intelligence.
He
builds himself a better house, living condition. Are we together? Brother Branham vari kungotsanangudza munhu asina mwa asi yati atombonamata.
Brother Branham is just
kuti munhu iyeye anogona kundovaka imba pamusoro pegomo. Ozvigadzirira zvifambiso zvinokwirawo pamusoro paya zvisina kunetseka. But asingazive mwari.
Help him to go further, even though he's in his fallen state.
Right? He can speed himself through the air. At 1900 miles an hour in a jet plane or a rocket.
As per 1900 miles an hour, arimu jet plane,
arimu
rocket, munhu asinga namati. Those are in his own fallen state.
Brother Branham akuratidza ma achievements.
He is just demonstrating
the exploits of a fallen man.
Of a person, even though he's in his fallen state.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But man has done great exploits without God. In a fallen condition. Let's go on.
Amen.
Praise the name of the living God.
Glory be to God.
Now, he has made himself so he can almost travel around the world just in 24 hours, just send a little satellite like in the air above the space where the air is turning the orbit of the world and stand still and watch the world pass under him.
Hanzi munhu asina mweya mutsvene asingatonamati ari muchimiro chekuwa asati adzoreredzwa anogona kutozvigadzirira zvinhu zvekuti akumira pekuti anoona nyika ichitendera in 24 hours so
akubuda
achibuda munyika onomira kusina
oenda into the space
opinda kusina
kumira ondodongorera nyika oivona ichitendera iri pasi pake asina mwari
even though he's in his fallen state.
In his fallen state.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Ari muchimiro chekuwa kudaro.
Then, let's contend for the faith.
Hanzaka isusu ngatichirwirai kutenda.
If a fallen man
kana munhu aka
can achieve all this,
achigona kuita mabasa makuru,
the season is today. Let's contend for the faith that once was the key value. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
The faith that once was delivered to the saints.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the holy name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Are we together, friends?
Glory be to God.
Now,
Zino.
And see the world pass under him.
Outer space.
Yeah.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah. If you go and ask the wife and the children, where is your husband and the father? And the people will say, God, the father has left the earth.
Amen. He has gone into the space.
Outer space.
Amen.
Amen.
In a fallen state.
Hanzi munhu iye anoachivha izvozvo ari muchimiro chekuti akatowa kubva pane zvaiva. Glory.
Praise be to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Okay. Now, and come back again and be home again.
Hanzi munhu iyeye ari ku outer space. Otodzoka panyika, otoenda kumba kune mudzimai nevana, ototi ndadzoka kumba.
My.
Amen.
No, we are closing with this.
Takuvhara ipapa.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
He goes up, I'm jumping a lot of things, in the air, device that stands above gravitation and stands there and watch the world pass under him. He's a smart, intelligent. He's made up in the image and the likeness of God. He's made in the likeness of God. And in him, there is light. Right, I'm closing with the next quotation. It's the same quotation. Now, for instance, when a man gets saved, it's just like the light that comes into him is just like a little button in my shirt. That's when God comes into the inner part of a man. Right. Into the inner part of a man. You know, a man is made up in the system of a tabernacle. I don't want to elaborate that. Amen. Right now, but then on the inside, he has got only one gate. You see, he's explaining the tabernacle. One entrance goes into the Shekinah glory, where God can enter into him and take over the control tower. We are talking about a man that's saved now. Right. Where God comes in and takes over the control tower of a man. Right. This is where we are heading. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Where God comes and he takes over the control tower of a man. Are we together? And that way is through self-will, whether you will or not. Amen. That's the only avenue that opens to a man that God can come into his heart is by self-will. Right? Let's jump that. Put him right back. When God comes and takes over the control tower of a man, he puts him right back.
like Adam and Eve on free moral agents again. Now God comes into a man. Praise the name of the Lord. When he is born again with the Spirit of God, God's Spirit dwells in him. Then he can let that spirit grow and take out the root of bitterness. And press God's way through him again. Then he came back in the same condition that he was when he was in the Garden of Eden. Jesus said in Mark 11:24, because that's the condition which many was in the Garden of Eden. That condition is Mark 11:24. Verily, verily, I say unto you, if you say to this mountain, be moved, don't doubt in your heart, but believe that what you say will come to pass, and you can have what you say. That puts him back. It doesn't put him right back supreme again. It puts him back in the condition. Are we together?
Amen.
Praise the name of the living God.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
This is where we are, friends. Praise the holy name of the living God.
Amen.
Are we together? We are simply saying here, procrastination is the thief of time. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now is the day. Somebody must rise up and speak. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Elijah went before King Ahab. And the prophet says, Elijah was not popular. He was not known. No, sir. Praise the name of the living God. The Bible simply says, you know, Elijah the Tishbite of the inhabitants of Gilead. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
If you can raise up and allow God to press his only way in your life and take over the control tower, he will lead you back to the Garden of Eden again, to the Eden condition, where you can stand up and say and declare, I don't want to disappoint my children.
Amen. Amen. Ukasiya mwari vachirovedzera nzira dzavo zvekare mauri unodzokera pachiro cheEden chekuti unogona kutaura zvinhu kuti handidi izvi kuti zviitike pamusoro pevana vangu.
Not upon my children.
Unozviraba kuti izvi hazviitike.
Amen. And heaven will say hallelujah.
Denga rese robva ratoti amen kune zvawataura.
Praise the holy name of the living God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are we together, friends? Then the prophet says Elijah was not known. But friends, the hour is here that a man like Elijah with no history at all, a man without history can make history. Amen. Because to me a miracle is when I see an ordinary man standing up like Elijah, doing extraordinary things. Amen. I don't care where you are standing. You might say, preach, I'm disadvantaged. Our God is the God of the ordinary people. He can do great things.
If you can just build up your lions and say, Lord, I am determined to speak. And what you say, will come to pass. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Are we together, friends? And Elijah says,
appeal unto me. When it comes to the issue of rain, I am the last court of appeal.
Praise the name of the living God.
Hallelujah.
The son of the sons and daughters of God. You are the final voice. I want to tell you tonight. Say what you want to say. Heaven will give it unto you. Let it write. Even if you want $1 million. God in heaven will create the money for you. Even if you want it, to rise up from the wheelchair. God in heaven. Tonight. It will be running around the yard. On 2 feet. There is a God in heaven. But what is in it is somebody who can say, Lord, I'm rising up to that condition. I'm rising up to that speaking condition. I'm rising up to that level. Praise the name of the living God.
Amen.
Jesus is on the line, on the main line. He is on the main line tonight. Tell him what you want. Tell him what you want. What are we saying here? You can stand upon your feet. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah. We want people who speak. We want people who
you can bless yourself. You can bless your neighbor. Tell your neighbor. You are blessed. You are blessed. Tell your neighbor. Receive the your heart desires. The word of God will never fail in the mouth of the believing Christians in these last days.
It's
here, stronger and greater. We are saying history
tabernacle.
Our season is here to speak the word. It shall flash like lightning. Our season is today. Speak the word. What did you want? What do you want? If you say, Lord, I want so and so, it shall be given unto you. Lord, I desire such and such, it shall be given unto you. And the musicians will play for us. Jesus, keep me near the cross. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
The authority of the living God.
It's
now in you.
It's
now in you. Then one night, William Branham, the prophet, he said, the Spirit of the Lord, amen, he awake me and said unto me, pick up your pen and write. He said, I picked up the pen. And the Spirit of the Lord said, this is the message to the church. You must write. The word of God is in the bride. And the bride knows what is supposed to be done with the word. The word is in you. Over there in the balcony, the word is in you. You know already what is supposed to be done with the word. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
We are saying tonight, speak the word and move forward. Moses, without a vision, he cried out, the Egyptians that you see, you shall see them no more. And God in heaven was busy devising a plan to fulfill the voice of a man. Because Moses with God, he was the God on the earth. Moses with God, he was the final voice. Tabernacle, you are the final voice.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Jesus kiminie dakrom ve ye shasfa. Free to all, free to all, hey, a healing stream flow. Let's sing together as we close our eyes and raise our hands as we worship the King of Kings. He's here. He's waiting for you to speak. He's waiting for you to speak. You will never be denied. There are no enough devils in the universe to stop the bride, to stop a man who has taken the waiter and placed it upon his lips. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Raise beyond the. Let's sing the chorus now. In the cross, in the cross, in the cross. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
My glory. Yeah. Ever. Oh, yes. My love. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Elijah said to the widow woman,
Eria gati kumdzimai shirikadzi,
Mother,
Imamai,
the word of God will never fail.
Shokora mwari harizokundike.
In the mouth of a believing son of God.
Mumuromo wemwana komana anotenda.
The barrel of meal.
Hanzi upfu.
Will never run dry.
Hauskuzopera.
The cruise of oil.
Chinu chamafuta.
Will never run dry.
Hachiskuzopera.
Will never be empty.
Hachiskuzopera.
Hallelujah. Do you want to pray tonight? Let us all pray, everyone in his own way. Hallelujah.